So I was reading something somewhere, as you do, where if you do something for a week, it becomes a routine. And yeah, I believe that. So I think with this particular Dog Days of Podcasting, I'm halfway for this being a routine. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. So on another writing list, there was an author that was saying, if you don't write 1,000 words a day, that doesn't make you a real writer. And we could sit here until the cows come home to talk about what makes a writer a writer. But if anyone gives you that sort of guff, politely punch them in the throat, because that's crap. That is total crap. Life happens. Life happens. Things unexpectedly happen, and they change your routine in the day. I do think that I will argue that being a writer is no longer just sitting behind a desk and cranking out words. I think a writer's routine has become a lot more complicated, because now you have to incorporate all these other things. There are some people that are just coming around to this. There's some established authors. They're just coming around to this notion, which is sad, because I've been doing it since 2002, and it's not easy. It's a full-time job, being a Swiss Army knife of writing, sometimes editing, marketing, aggressive marketing, aggressive to a point of where people are getting the word about your work, not necessarily, you know, hearing that you have a book out. There's two different, there's aggressive and then there's obnoxiously aggressive. And I could make a political statement here, but I'm not, because I've only got 10 minutes. but I do believe that if you don't make a routine for yourself, you're missing out. It's been really hard for me, because usually my routine is I get up in the mornings a lot earlier than this, and I exercise. I exercise for roughly 80 to 90 minutes on the elliptical. I usually watch something while I'm at it. Right now I'm working through Sense8. Love that show. And once I do that, then my lunch is free for me to make sure I get some words down, whether it's developmental editing, or whether it's writing from scratch. And then I should have enough energy when I get home that I can go on ahead and I can write for a little longer. The goal is if I can get out 2,000 words during the day somewhere. And most of the time, it winds up being closer to 1,000. But there are some days where right now I can't do it. But if I sleep in like I did this morning, then in the afternoon I would work out at the gym that's by my day job. The problem with that is that I don't write. And with the demands of Operation Endgame ramping up, I have to write. So I haven't been exercising, and I feel a change in my routine. And this is where I wanted to talk a little bit about the value of a routine. You know, compelling yourself to get out of bed to exercise. You'll feel better during the day. Compelling yourself to step away from your desk at the day job and just write for an hour. And that also can be a challenge, because there are certain day jobs where the boundaries of, oh, you're on lunch, I'm not gonna bother you, except maybe to say hi, unless you have headphones in and you're hunched over a computer. And if that's the case, then I'm gonna leave you alone. Some day jobs do not respect that boundary, so you actually have to physically leave the building to find somewhere to write. But the value of these routines is it's better for you as a writer, because you have a guaranteed block of time. You have a guaranteed delivery period where you are going to do what you need to do. And sometimes that routine can get disrupted. Now, does that mean that if you don't do your routine every day, you're not a writer? Of course not. I have expressed before on the shared desk my feelings about an event like, say, NaNoWriMo. I don't participate in NaNoWriMo because instead of just being a writer for 1 month out of the year, I want to be a writer all year round. And so I find the time, I make the time. And while I applaud NaNoWriMo for being what it is and for the spirit of what it encourages, I'm not the biggest fan of NaNoWriMo because I know people that only write on that month. That's the only time they write in the year. And to me, it sort of reduces NaNoWriMo to the P90X approach to exercise. P90X, I've had friends who've done P90X and they swear by it and I've seen the results. But the downside is you can't sustain that. That is really, really hard to sustain. And you can burn yourself out. And I feel the same way about that. I feel the same way about not writing after you get back from a writing retreat, like the Smoky Writers Retreat that I do every year. It's a little disheartening when I get back from the Smoky Writers Retreat because that routine that I have of waking up in the morning, writing, having lunch, writing, by the end of the week, well, not even by the end of the week, by day two, I click into that routine and I go. And I love that. But I know that it's not sustainable, at least not until I go full-time with my writing. And even when you go full-time with writing, it doesn't just become that for the entire day. You've got to do other things. You've got to be setting up book signings if you're going to want to do a book signing. You're going to be looking ahead to travel plans if someone else is not taking care of your travel plans. Routines can be easily disrupted, and you just have to stay on that. You just have to stay aware of that. But does that make you any less of a writer if you're not cranking out 1,000 words a day? No. Shit happens. So you learn to adapt with it. And it kills me the days that I don't write, the days that I mix up the routine or I fail to follow said routine. And I've got a race coming up in September, end of September. I've got a race coming up in September, and then I've got a half marathon coming up in November. So I got to get back into my exercise routine. I just got to haul myself out of bed, no matter how tired I am. So the routine is something important. It is of value to the writer. And I really believe you need to find the routine that works best for you. And stay with it. Definitely stay with it. So real quick, I want to go on ahead and do a quick shout out to Indiana Jim, who on Twitter said, "Always run with eye protection." And then another shout out to Nick Kelly, also on Twitter. So far, everyone's really digging the Dog Days of Podcasting on Twitter. But he commented, "Listening to Dog Days of Podcasting from T-Monster, and I'm waiting for the murder confession." I believe he was listening to the very first one. The hangover of writer's rage, I guess. not all of these are going to be as heavy as that, but you get the idea. So if you give me a tweet or you leave a comment somewhere, preferably the blog, because I'm not really going to be Facebooking this. It's every day of August, so I'm not going to wear you down with that. But shout out on Twitter or shout out on the blog. It's theshareddesk.com. And yeah, I'll feature it here. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.